Welcome back to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. This week's episode is called Britney and the Beast, and we're not talking about Billie Lee.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz TV, I came into that with a lot of energy, you guys. I had to contain myself. I wasn't ready for that.
That was so good.
But that's because we were so excited because last week's episode was so damn dull that we were ready for a good episode. And this was a good episode.
Yes.
It was a good lead to the finale, which will be next week. We had some dress shopping. Britney's getting ready for her wedding, which feels like it's taking forever. Jax had something in a box, and it wasn't a D. It was his dad. James and Lala seem to have been trying to make amends. Katie is dying over there. We got some good juicy tea in tea time. We're going to be crowning our pumptinis and serving the verdict. So make sure you stay tuned. I'm Zach Peter, and I'm so excited to be back here this week and every week. And to my left, Sarah Serio.
I kind of knew. I was like, I don't feel like anything's coming.
Other than your name.
Hey, guys.
And to her left, Rivette Soro.
Hi.
And to her left, it's Katie Thompson.
Shimmy in. Hello, everybody.
Love it.
And we are your very shady panel this week. I don't have rhymes because, you know, Easter.
Yeah.
Caroline, happy Easter. She said happy Easter, happy Passover, all of them. Mm-hmm. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy Renaissance. Katie was living her life at the Renaissance.
I really did
the
go to the Renaissance fair.
They call it
a pleasure fair. Boy, is it. I had pleasure a pleasure fair. Of a time. It was such a good time.
Oh, I wasn't sure which pleasure.
I loved your dress.
Thank you.
And I loved all the dresses that Britney tried on tonight.
Oh, so
how you
good.
Feeling about Ooh. Those dresses?
Love the dresses, but Kristen picking them out for her. She had to calm down a little bit.
Also, Kristen needed help in her own dress because she wasn't wearing it properly. If anyone else noticed,
no, I did.
You did? Yeah, your girl. You don't. It's just not extra flaps. It's supposed to go like how Britney was wearing her first dress that she tried on.
Maybe it was like constricting, so she's like, ah.
I mean, she's not like a big person.
Well, she's a tall person. She's long.
But she's not wide. Like, her shoulders should have been fine in that.
It's like when you put on, like, the wrong jacket and you go to drive and you're just like, ugh. But like, can't move.
Britney looked really good in all of her dresses.
So good.
I didn't love the one. I mean, I liked the one that she was going to go with, but there was another. The one where she was like, my body looks so good in this one. I was like, that's the one I want.
Oh, really?
Not for me, but for her.
I liked the second one, I think it was, which I think is the first, the one that she ended up liking.
Yeah.
But it was also pretty.
The last one that was like a little more flowy, kind of.
I don't remember.
I think it was the more form-fitting one.
I think it was more form-fitting.
But, like, the sleeves were a little flowy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They all looked the same to me, honestly. Right. So
I didn't like the one that had, like, the...
bosom.
Oh, the choker piece going up?
I didn't like that at all. Mm. I like the off-the-shoulder, the princess look.
A cute off-the-shoulder, form-fitted. That's what she needs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was looking great when they were showing flashbacks with her and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, wow, she's looking good this season.
And in her purple dress for the party she had later, it was so cute.
I didn't like that.
What? Why?
Well, she should wear white.
I don't like that style of dress. Okay. I personally think it sort of looks like a pregnancy dress.
Mm. No, I like it.
I don't know. It's just not my style.
She could be pregnant. I love that her family came into town and they like got all hooched out. Mama had her hair done. She had extensions in there. She was like ready for her camera time.
Yeah, but
even Mama came.
Can we talk about
Mama's shirt color?
Yeah, and her eyebrows.
Like, I make beer cheese.
Yeah, I just feel like Britney's mom's eyebrows could look better.
I mean, I think a lot of Britney's mom could look better.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I just feel like
she can be rough.
I mean, it looks like it was improved. Just
are they similar to Britney's eyebrows? Because she gets a lot of heat for her eyebrows, but she claps back.
She has like one eyebrow that's like a little thicker and a little like
it's just
never match.
Well, she's got the square one, and then she's got like the checkmark one. And some girls have that, like Kaylee Cuoco. She's got that too.
Oh,
like I don't know what's going on, but her brows just never match. It doesn't matter who's doing them; they just don't match.
Yeah, but I feel like you can do something. Like, you can shape them. Girl, you can draw them.
I don't
got
any eyebrows, and we're trying here. So I'm sitting here thinking, like, well, do mine look okay? Because I'm trying to draw my... Good. Okay, good.
Yeah, they look very natural.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Caroline says, KT has the most beautiful hair.
Oh, my God. Thank you. And on a bad hair day. My God. Thank you.
Well, my God.
Do you know how much I pay for my hair, Caroline? Rude.
I don't pay a dime.
Yeah. It's natural. Natural in all its oils.
Oh, man.
Are you saying it's oily? Oh. Is that not shade?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I was giving you a compliment.
Just say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Calvin, I'm your number one fan, Sarah.
Calvin! Aww. I work with him.
Oh, you work with Calvin. Yeah. He's your number one fan. I love it. And Sarah says, happy Earth Day. Not you, Sarah,
happy
but
Earth
another Sarah.
Day.
Happy
Earth Day.
Like, of all the holidays you mentioned, that's the one you forgot. Thanks, girl. Thanks.
Well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But I also have to say that the bridal dress shop that they went to, no one would put that spread out.
No.
KT was saying that when we were out there.
Yeah.
No one would.
No, my sister just got married. It wasn't crap when we went there. They were like, do you want some champagne? And it was like Corbel. You know, it's not like it was like anything super. And there's like a whole cheese spread and like five bottles of champagne. Like everybody could have had a bottle with a straw. I was like, well, damn.
Well, was your sister filming for Bravo?
No, see? Yeah. That's what we were missing. I didn't call Andy. I should have been like, hey, got a show idea.
Damn, wasn't it nice?
Oh, thank you, Caroline. Caroline retracted her. She didn't retract it, but she added a little, what is that?
Asterisk.
Asterisk. Mm-hmm. And she said, you're a beautiful natural blonde. Thank you for noticing.
It is very natural.
If you are listening on iTunes right now, Sarah's face said everything she needed to say. And if you are on iTunes, what can they do, Katie?
Well, you can like us. You can give us a comment. You need to give us a 5-star rating. And we love you, so you need to love us back. It's an exchange situation, so we need to do it both ways.
Like
so
a
thank
hooker.
You. Yeah, you know? That's one way to put it.
I mean, I didn't know that was another way to put in an exchange.
You said it perfectly.
But, thank you so much for enjoying all of our shows. We enjoy you as well.
Yes, and since we love you, and we love when you give us 5-star reviews on iTunes, we'll give you a quick shout out. Ooh. This one goes to Join NY. I think he wants us to join New York.
And, oh.
Or Scientology, who knows?
Oh. I'm all set.
He says that we make his workouts, or he or she, say they we make their workout so much better. You guys are awesome. I listen while I work out, and I love your opinions. Well, you can agree with the people in the iTunes, in the YouTube comments. It makes my cardio go by so much faster, and you guys make me laugh with 3 exclamation points. Keep it up.
Oh, my God.
We plan on it.
Aw.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
You work out.
You make your cardio go by faster? Yeah. That's such a nice compliment.
I know. That is a mission.
That is
rough. Really nice.
Rivette, how are you feeling about James this episode? Because I feel like he had a lot of moments, but none of them are great.
I'm so what? Over him.
Yeah.
I'm what? So over James. No, I don't care. I'm so over him. He's such a crybaby. Like, just get over yourself. Like, get over yourself.
He just needs a hug. No. Like, I don't know. Like, he's literally, or a mom. Well, Lisa's trying, but I don't agree in the ways that she's trying. Mm. But, like, just, there were so many moments where I just wanted to give him a hug. Like, he's spacey. He's not even listening when anybody's talking to him. Like, I mean, like, sure, he could be stoned out of his mind, but whatever. It's L.A. And I just want to, like, shake him and, like, be his friend and slap him, but I love him.
See, my issue with his scene with Lala tonight is like this was her genuinely trying to extend an olive branch and be like, look, you're going through some stuff. Like, even if you didn't buy it all the way, like, he could have leveraged that as an opportunity to get back on Lala's side and then get back in with the group and then have like at least a decent relationship with them, where he was just like over it. He's like, no, I don't believe that you're real right now. I don't believe you care about me. And it's like, well, if you want to stay on the show, you have to forge some type of a fake relationship with somebody.
If they get rid of him, I will be very upset.
He's not trying, though.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you stop trying?
No.
But he had, like, and I realized, like, she's like, you need to be sober and stuff, which I don't totally agree with. Like, she shouldn't be playing God with him. Like, I don't know. Like, don't tell him what to do in order to not get a job. But he should probably move on.
But there's a correlation between every time he's drinking, he messes up. So I think they're very... justified in saying, I told you not to drink. And he's sitting there like, oh, I had a few beers, but that's not drinking. It's like, get out of my face. Like, why are you wasting my time?
If he doesn't drink at work, fine. But I don't think she should be able to tell him what he does on his off time.
But he showed up to meet with her after having a few beers.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think that, like, him sort of acting like that, you don't think, like, the beers sort of were the reason?
Or one of the reasons, yeah. Behavior.
I mean, I don't know. I feel for James. I don't know.
I just feel like, and maybe it's just me, but I feel like a lot of other people are the same way. He just needs to prove everyone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not even trying to prove anyone wrong.
The only one he tries to prove wrong is Lisa. And he's like, Lisa, please. Please.
I see him as
you
like
don't
a.
Don't get it, Lisa.
Like a kid who needs a hug.
But that's exactly what I was like. I felt like I was looking at myself when I was 13 years old and like my right. mom was talking. But it's like you were 13.
Yeah.
And I can acknowledge looking at that and being like, wow, that's how I was when I didn't want to hear what anyone was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like 25 years old.
Yeah.
And like, I think Lala was very genuine in what she was saying. And she said, I'm not sitting here on my high horse. Like, I've said things. I've let alcohol affect me a certain way. If anyone were to get through to him, I think it would be Lala. But all he had to say was, oh, Lala's changed and she's changed for the worst. It's because she's not enabling him anymore. So he doesn't want to hear what she has to say.
But it's also like she's been sober for 3 seconds. Can you shut up? Like, who is she to tell anybody like, oh, I know I've you know what? I'm better now. I know everything. Because there was a part of me that felt like she's like, I'm not on my high horse, but let me hop on while I say this. I don't know, but that's just me.
I mean, I do kind of agree with you, Katie, that, like, and we see this on Real Housewives of New York with Luann, that, like, mm-hmm. when people get sober,
yeah.
sometimes there is, like, I don't think it's intentional, but I think there's a preachy moment of, mm-hmm. like, this worked for mm-hmm. me, you should try it, too. And I think right. there's an inherent judgment that people feel when that conversation is brought up to them.
Yeah.
Where I don't think James necessarily has a drinking problem, but he definitely has a problem, like, with drinking. When he drinks, he makes really poor decisions, and yeah. he can't bring that into the workplace.
Right.
And I do also think that, I mean, I think he still likes Lala and is not willing to admit that in any shape or form, but he does. And also, he said something and I was like, well, it's not going to be the same. Just like he was like, our friendship is never going to be the same. No, it's not, because you are in a relationship.
Right.
And she is in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's not, but it can be something.
Maybe this is all coming from Bambi. Maybe she's like, I don't want you to be friends with the really hot girl that you have had sex with. I
would not that way. She's not thinking that far.
True, but I would feel that way.
So. I think she like enjoys it. I would be thinking that way too, but I don't think she thinks that way.
Yeah.
I think you're right, Zach. No. She yes. doesn't think that
she's
far.
Just
she
very can't. Simple, yeah. She's like, she got in my face, James. Don't talk to her.
She has been taking that to the next level, though, on her social media.
What the Bambi thing?
Bambi. Oh, yeah. She had a Bambi, like, sweater or jacket. Like, yeah.
So much.
I would do it. I would like, do it. I'd milk it.
Overkill.
It's just a jacket and a necklace.
It's like,
that's
it's
a like lot. All right. Raw. Never mind.
In the
that's
same a, week.
It's a little bit much.
It's a little bit much.
Tattoo is next.
Oh.
No, don't even go there.
You're like giving Lala credit. Lala probably loves it. She's like, yeah. You're giving her credit.
Yeah.
I made her. That's what she's probably thinking.
Jazz oh, 100%. Got a tattoo this week.
What did he get? Oh, yeah, that's right. Jesus Christ, Katie. I thought this was like a new developing story.
The genuine in Katie's voice was amazing. It was like Zach went with Jax to get this tattoo.
She's like, what? What did you get?
I thought, I don't know.
She thought we were doing tea time.
That's what I thought. And I thought maybe you had said James. And I was like, oh, look at me on a hunch here. And then, no, it was Jax's tattoo.
No, with his dad's writing on his arm. And am I the only one that thinks it's really freaking weird that he walks around with his dad in a box?
I wrote it down. And then I was like, am I allowed to say this? Like this? And like, maybe let's put it in a locket. Like, let's put it in something.
It's not even in a nice box. It's in like a cardboard box. Yeah. Like a gift box. Like for gift cards.
I think putting a loved one ashes in like a necklace is nice. You don't need to take a box around with you, though.
I don't want that for me. Like, leave me at home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool. I don't need to be taken everywhere.
It was like a matchbox. Like, could you imagine if, like, he just left it there and somebody's like, oh, let me put out my cigarette.
That's
like,
what,
that would be horrible.
Like, what if you lose it? Like, sorry, Dad. I left you on the bus. Like, well, I
and
don't
someone threw
like,
you away.
Like, no. That's or, like, somebody opens it and sneezes.
I love how you think Jax Taylor would be taking a bus.
Well, and then I said that I was like, he's probably not on a bus anywhere. But, like, you know, he leaves
that's
it behind
what I
or something. I don't know.
I do like when they get the handwriting.
Yeah.
I do like that. It was nice. It was nice.
The fireball bottle was cute, too. Yeah. Not cute, but nice.
His sister's so pretty.
Yeah. Oh, but you didn't
know that? I thought she was pretty. I thought she was.
Which was I the only one?
No, she was pretty. But I remember seeing her and being like, she looks really old for being Jax's sister. Oh. And then I'm like, oh, wait, he's like 40. Yeah. That makes sense.
Was she the blonde one? No, yeah. That was Brittany's sister.
No, they were both blonde.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brittany's sister was pretty, though.
Yeah, no, she was real pretty. She was
with blonde hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, is it different?
Didn't it used to be dark, a little darker? Yeah.
Thought it was a different sister.
No.
Like, oh, we got a new one.
She was nice. She looked nice.
I think she looked nice. I think they look similar.
It was the eyes. I looked at her eyes, and they have like the same.
Someone in the live chat said that she has Jax's old nose. That's how you know it's his sister.
That's a mess.
Oh, I didn't notice that because, hey,
Jax's
we all have a nose.
It's always like the same fixed. To me.
His nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the difference.
I can't tell the difference. And I just rewatched all the seasons, mm-hmm. and I can't see it.
See? Clarence says she can see someone putting a cigarette in that box.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, what would you do if you see a box of ashes just laying around? Like, his poor dad.
Like, what if he drops it and then it comes open? Like, you scoop it back up and hope you don't get rocks in it?
See, you guys, our shade goes all across the cast. It just depends on who's the dumbest
wondering.
Of the week.
I'm just, like, if I, like, drop one of my parents on the floor, like, oops, sorry. Like, that's, you know.
Yeah. Imagine. Dun, 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 dun,
like, dun. There's just no reason to, like, take him around with you. Like, he's there in spirit.
Well, he brought him to get the tattoo, so I kind of understand, but again, it's like, get like a little urn, like, you know, put it in.
Well,
like
that's
a little,
what Brittany said. Brittany was like, a mason we're gonna jar. Have to get a nicer box for him.
A nicer box. Like, how about no box?
Yeah, like, didn't want to get a coffin, so you put him in a tiny box, like, out of the ground? Wait, let's
it's like tiny house, but like real tiny.
And dead.
Oh,
R.I.P.
All I have to say is
we
can my
go
only
death grade on this show, you guys.
I just was. Why couldn't they have made pancakes
out of his dad?
No! Oh my gosh! I know I took that, and I was just like, I couldn't. When they were at Jax's and Brittany's apartment, and they had all of those pancakes. To go. Like, pancakes are not that hard to make, y'all.
Mm. He can't hear you. He's too busy laughing at his own
That's
dumb
not what
joke.
I meant at all.
I'm laughing more at your reaction to the dumb joke.
They were shook.
Did it?
Because it was just such an interesting segue from, like...
There's so much going on.
She was over-talking about the ashes.
Beautiful hair is going...
Oh my goodness.
I got it out. We're okay.
Your beautiful hair.
Ooh, we got to tangle. We good.
We
are good.
I don't think I've ever seen Brittany or Jax use the kitchen. I don't really know. I know they talk about
they
making
drinks.
Each other sandwiches.
Beer cheese.
Okay.
But did they say where the pancakes came from? Like maybe it was like a hashtag ad.
They didn't, so why would it be?
It's not.
Well, they're just busy with all that wedding planning. They gotta
just feel like that's the easiest thing to make.
Bring the hot cakes in. But also, if I'm going to order something, I want, like, fried chicken or I don't know, something classier.
I had so many of those notes this episode because none of this episode really made sense in that way for me.
Mm-hmm.
The
very
pancakes
true.
Is when we get to Sheena, I have a
list. Oh, my God.
I mean, I think we should just get to Sheena.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we've talked enough about dead dads and pancakes.
Jeez Louise.
See, I just... It's like you want to like feel for the girl and be like you're single and you're hurt and you just want a man, but then it's just like I just want to shake you at the same time.
But we saw her in her marriage too when she sucked in that, so it's like I don't know.
I have so many.
I lost comments when she said I've never been the type that like wanted a man and wanted kids and I'm just like always been independent. Are you freaking kidding
if
me?
If you like, had been there like, and seen all of our expressions, Rivette's head literally went around.
It went around a 360. Like,
because girl, it was opposite day for you if you had just said that.
I will say, what was her new date's name?
something gay man. I don't know. She really dates just these not straight men.
He was straighter than Adam.
He had holes in his jeans.
Did you see that selfie?
He's also in Los Angeles.
He
was straighter than Adam.
No.
Yes.
I think Adam and him know each other and they get together on the weekends.
Probably.
And this is all fake.
See, but he would be the one that would be like receiving the blowjob and Adam would be giving it.
Stop.
Really?
See, like he's just like an ounce more
straight. After this episode, I just think Adam's like a classic, just like F boy. Like, I don't think he's gay at all.
Oh, he's totally gay. He's a gay F boy who wants camera time and he found a storyline and he's like in Los Angeles and wants a paycheck.
Well, because I mean, what was that whole thing of telling her, like, I don't want to be with you, but I don't want you to be with anyone else? I'm sorry.
Classic F-boy.
Like, no.
I feel like Adam really doesn't care. But then after he said that, he probably realized, like, oh, my gosh, if I don't care anymore, then I'm not going to be on this show.
So
I have to put
over.
In this effort to show that I care and I'm upset.
Yeah.
So that's where it went. But back to Sheena. She is not living in the right state. Definitely needs to be in Florida. The knickknacks around the home for the age she is. And it's like, where is all of this money going towards with her outfits? Her freaking plastic cutting boards. You don't put raw meat on a plastic cutting board, first of all. Threw me through a loop. That you wine don't glass.
Actually, Sarah, you do.
No, you don't put it on a wooden one.
Yeah, you don't put it on a wooden one. Because
I don't
then
put it on either.
Well, you put
She's
it on.
Like, I just don't
I
cut my meat.
Do it, and then I, like, throw it away.
Do what? Oh, the
like
cutting
a,
board?
Like a, yeah.
You must have a really big, like, expense for cutting
boards. No, not a cutting board. Like, you can just use, like, a plate.
You can cut it on
and, like,
stuff,
and then just wash it.
Yeah,
a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know.
What's the difference between a plate?
Aluminum foil.
And a plastic cutting board. That seems okay.
Because the meat can get stuck in the plastic.
Oh, because it's porous.
Get that out.
I see.
You can also dull the blade. Stevie in the booth.
Oh. Yeah.
I just, the whole apartment just was, I had so many things. Because I feel like she makes good money. And I just want to know, where is it going?
She's busy slapping meat.
And the wine glass is not classy for me.
Why?
I just need something.
It was very cheap. Yeah, it was very like cheap in college. Like that's
y'all
her
should
apartment.
Come over because you gonna be like I literally one time served somebody Mountain Dew and tequila with no ice.
Oh, a redneck
like,
margarita.
And then I discovered that it was actually a thing, and I was like, oh no, this is a problem.
That
so y'all wouldn't survive.
Horrible.
It's
welcome to
margarita.
It.
Redneck margarita.
Come over. It'll be fun.
That was some beer cheese, y'all.
I would kill for some beer cheese right now. I could do
it. You really don't think she... Okay, I mean, not that... Sheena obviously picks gay guys. But, like, I don't know. I thought Adam's whole storyline was forced and fake. But I did think that I liked this... Well, I mean, I guess that says something. If I liked her date more than...
than him?
Than him.
Those kissing noises, the makeout session was so disgusting.
He was like, oh, my mouth is tired. Well, it's probably because you don't want to be doing it.
No.
So you're like, oh, this again? Another girl's mouth? Okay. Oh, man.
It's like, I'm used to things being in it.
Not being so soft.
Not well. And the fluffy pillows from Claire's that she had on her bed.
Claire's.
I was so confused.
I sadly feel like Sheena on a date, though, is me on a date.
And that's fine.
You're not that's like 30.
What does she,
though?
Like, think when she watches this back?
She probably,
she's probably
doesn't.
Say she doesn't watch it back, but it's Sheena. Like, she watches it back.
Sure.
As she Googles herself at the same time on three different computer screens.
Erga Pie says that there are beer cheese flavored Lay's chips.
Oh, it's probably my mom.
Ew.
Be right back. I'm going to Walgreens.
BRB.
BRB.
Listen.
Be right back.
Was that it that happened with Sheena? Because I feel like when it was all happening, I was just overloaded.
When she put her hands on his pants and then went into the hole of it to grab a hold.
Yeah.
I about lost my seating. I could not. And at first I was confused. I was like, is there a rip in his pocket? And then I was like, no, girl, there's a rip in his jeans. If you ever go on a date with me and you show up in ripped jeans, No, I don't even wear ripped jeans. Like
ripped jeans,
my
can be
boyfriend
cute.
Wears ripped jeans.
Ripped jeans can be cute, KT.
I don't know about like I don't know about that. But I also hate cheetah print, and that's not a popular opinion. So
I don't,
I don't
cheetah print
know
either, but I can do ripped jeans.
Oh, okay, all right. Cheetah. Well, to each his own.
The fashion, Katie, you should be on the Project Runway panel.
They
with
asked
all your
me
fashion tips. Because
I did the All Stars one, but it just was a lot of fashion. I don't know. Had to not take a fashion vibe break. Yeah. I clearly don't know what I'm talking about either, so there's that too.
But wait, we also, did you catch that at the beginning of the episode when Sheena walked in to see Adam at Sir, she was wearing his white t-shirt.
Oh, I rolled my eyes.
That didn't look
eyes
like it fit him because he's like a fitted type of person, mm-hmm, and it was like a way oversized yeah white shirt.
And we also need to talk about, he was like, he said it so intense, I'm going to need that back.
Yeah.
Like so intense, is like, chill.
And was you're she on okay the clock? Because like, don't they have a uniform? They have that ugly dress.
I don't think so. I think she probably just wanted to come and say hi.
It looked terrible, though. Like, what, it didn't look good.
Belt? Was no it like a cheetah print belt? I think that's what
yeah,
it was.
Oh, yeah, didn't... She was like, I found this. This was in your house, and I found this in my car.
Like, what?
Like, what? Like, what did you walk out of your house? Like,
how did like, this if y'all, outfit if come you guys together have been staying at each other's places, you know you have a drawer.
Mm-hmm. No, that's like, it's like, walk of shame chic, where you're like, I look terrible, but I'm just gonna make this look work right now because I have no other options, and right, like my dress has sperm stains all over them.
Right. Slash begging you to fall in love with me, see how cute I am in your clothes.
Same.
And if she takes it home, he's gotta retrieve it from her, so he's gotta come back to get it.
It's just a white shirt.
Like herpes.
Ew.
Oh, bless us.
I did feel bad for her though. Like, did like her eyes when she was like, well, if you don't want me to date other people, maybe we should date each other. Like, she was, like, yeah, waiting.
That's what he said.
Like, it was sad. Oh. I felt for her in that second.
Yeah, yeah, and she was just, like, wanting him to be like, no, I don't want you to go to the dinner with this guy.
He's like, you're my beard, and I'm not ready to wax it.
How about, like, Ariana being like, oh, like, not to start any drama, but, like, she totally sent us this video. Here, let me show it to you. What? Like, I don't understand.
That was not cool.
Very, very strange. She got on my nerves a little bit this episode.
Ariana?
Ariana did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she did. Same to you.
Same.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about it. And serve the verdict.
Flips page. Yeah, I was waiting.
You're like, we're here for this.
Okay, so, Team Ariana or Team LVP?
Yeah, see, I'm definitely... Wait, now I can't remember what the fight was about. What happened?
About what Lisa said about the Toms
just
going
how
to Mexico.
She's been.
Oh, well, here's the thing. We know that Lisa plays dirty on, you know, social media. That's a thing. So she does have a point. But why are you getting annoyed about something that doesn't totally have it? Like, it does have something to do with you, but it doesn't. So, like, Ariana, shut up. Like, it's this is not your fight. So, like, you in that mustard dress? Let's just zip, zip, zip. Dum, dum, dum.
Rivette?
Team LVP for sure.
Really?
I think Ariana was reaching. I think she was Katie reaching. So like, Tom was not even annoyed. I think Tom said something like, oh, she's been cooler. I don't know. He made a comment. But she's like, if you're talking shit about him and I'm dating him, then you're talking about me. But, like, I don't think she's talking about
like,
you
you're
at
taking it
all
way too personal.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah?
LVP.
LVP.
Always. I do agree with Rivette. I just feel like there's certain things in life that you just have to just don't think about it and it'll make your life so much better.
Yeah.
And like, just it's fine.
Like, I understand where Ariana is coming from. Like, she wants to defend her man. She feels like Lisa's knocking him. But like, Lisa also like takes cheap shots. Like, mm-hmm, this is who Lisa is.
Yeah.
And like, mm-hmm, you have to like, you know, it's like eating Rocky Road ice cream and being shocked when there's a nut in it. Like, it happens. You know, you can't avoid it. That's what happens when you eat Lisa Vanderpump.
Do you guys like her?
Vanderpump?
LVP?
Yeah, like,
yes,
would you
no
want to be her friend?
Her.
Do you watch the Real Housewives shows, though?
I don't.
Okay, because I, right now, 10 out of 10 would not be that friend. Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, no.
See, I'm not a... I have mixed feelings about
LVP. I have
LVP
mixed feelings, too. I feel like you kind of know what you're getting if you're friends with her, and you just have to be like, all right, if she comes at me, whatever.
I get a drink with her, but I don't want to, like, you know, tell her all of my, like,
secret
life stories.
Yeah, so that's what they need to do. Yeah. They need to, like, tell her things. So, yeah, she'll stay friends with you, but not tell her everything.
Yeah. True. Completely.
I think I need to watch The Housewives. Because you definitely just watching Vanderpump, I love her. Like, she's watch like everything. Like
everything
queen.
Minus season 4.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
that's when they brought in those two new girls, and that was rough.
Oh.
It was a bad season.
I don't even remember their names.
Carlton and the witch Joyce. Girl. Yeah.
Literally don't even remember they existed.
No.
So yeah.
No, you just didn't watch when Lisa Rinna comes in and she's like, don't you talk about my husband.
Oh, man. Lisa Rinna is one of the best things to happen to Bev Hills, honestly.
It is.
But that's a different show.
So
I saw her
but
hiking.
It's so juicy.
You did?
Yeah, with
oh
Harry.
God. Oh, my God.
I did the
Harry
thing.
Freaking Hamlin.
I did the thing. I was like, I was with Nick and I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, she probably noticed, but I like really was about to say something. It was one of those things. And I was like, oh, tightened up. I was like, gotta go.
Got to Jeez go. Louise. Be right back. Be right back. Oh, they are calling you Queen KT.
Oh.
Well, Caroline is. Caroline really likes you.
Oh, okay. So not everyone, just one.
So not they.
Ooh, Sarah in the live chat says, Team Ariana, I cannot with LVP anymore on either show.
Oh, wow.
See, that's kind of where I am, but still annoyed with Ariana.
See, I can totally understand that, though, if you do watch Beverly Hills, because she is going through the... are you for her? Are you not for her phase because of what she did? It's like, oh, again.
Yeah.
She did something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did.
I don't know if it fully... We're not even talking about that show. So I have so many thoughts
on that.
But
boy, we want to.
Ergapai says, Team Ariana, scared to voice it because LVP intimidates me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, she doesn't watch this. Let's be real.
Clarence K said, Team Ariana, because she said it was a joke and she always does.
That's true. LVP always says, like, oh, I was just joking. It was just a joke. Can't you take a joke? A joke, darling. It's like, no, just shut up.
I also feel like, in a sense, maybe it's like LVP kind of feels like the two Toms could get a little more notoriety with Tom than Lisa. So maybe that just scares her, in a sense, to like not have her really still there and present, even though she will be.
She's got like nine other bars.
Maybe that's it. I don't know though.
But she's losing her TV time, and her TV time is the only reason her bars are successful.
Well, if she would stop being like, you know, so rude to everybody, maybe it would come easier.
I think she's gotten away with throwing so many punches that she just thinks that this can continue on. But I think, you know, as people become more popular, as shows become more popular, egos become bigger, and they don't want to take it. And I think the issue is, especially when it comes to Tom is like, this was the story and the narrative that we created with this show. That's like, they're dumb, they don't really know business. But I think it would have been a much better, at least as a fan watching the show, it would have been better to see them grow up on the show and learn how to run the business and kind of graduate them in that sense, instead of continuing to like make them look dumb and immature.
Right.
And she plays into that narrative, and this is 100%. Where I can see why Ariana gets upset. All right, shall we get into some tea time?
Absolutely.
Yes. Tea time.
Cheers.
Wow, you just went for a sip and didn't even cheers us. Fine.
Okay, so first up in tea time, Stassi recently did an interview on the Jenny McCarthy show where she said that Billie Lee can basically just leave. She doesn't need her on the show. She says that Billie Lee is thirsty. She wants camera time. That's why she's faking all of this drama with all of the cast members. And, like, the reason they don't want to hang out with her has nothing to do with her being trans. And it's really just because she's not a nice person and they genuinely don't get along with her.
Literally what I've been saying the whole time.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly
it. Tell that she's not a nice person.
Yeah.
You can completely tell she's not a nice person.
I don't care what your gender is. You can be a flower. You just gotta be nice.
Yeah, and she's not nice.
And it's when people talk about, like, spreading the positivity and all of that, it's when they talk about it a lot, is normally when they don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's like when someone's like, you can trust me. I immediately know I can't. So it's the, you know.
Yeah.
So Billie Lee naturally responded.
What'd she say, though?
She says that Stassi is a cis, straight, privileged woman.
She said that again.
She doesn't know. Yeah. Can't. She doesn't know her identity struggle. And, you know, they're not nice people to her. And Stassi said, she quoted Mean Girls, and she's like, you don't even go here. Like, just leave. Yeah. And she's like, how dare you tell me to leave? I am a part of this show.
That's so annoying. Like, I watched the interview with Stassi, and she even said, like, mm-hmm. why am I going to invite you to, like, my apartment when I'm having, like, a wine night with four of my close girlfriends? Like, why do you need to be there? Like, we're not friends. She and doesn't even go like here. Us. Like,
yeah.
Exactly. So it's just, like, so weird. And she keeps saying this cis privilege, which before this, I never even knew what that meant. Like, yeah. now I keep hearing it freaking
from her.
From Billy, yeah. Like, every week. I'm so over it.
It's like, I don't even want to waste my time, but it's like, I have things to say. Like, that's just the thing. It's like, don't be making something a thing if it's not a thing. Like, you're making another category.
Yeah.
For mm-hmm. Billy's doing that. It's like, stop making little pockets for people to fit into by calling them these names. And also, no, we don't know your identity struggle, but that's not even what came out of her mouth. So mm-hmm. you don't need to say it either.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bethany Frankel said, just go to sleep. Go to sleep. Can't do it anymore, girl. Shut yeah. up. Get off the show. It's and just like, ugh.
I'm not a fan, but mm-hmm. not for any reason she see, probably is thinking. I think that's if not why. She
genuinely tried to be friends with them mm-hmm. and built a relationship with them, they would probably like her a lot more. But she just doesn't seem like a great person.
She's like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm a girl now. I should be included in everything. Nope.
Entitled mm-hmm. is yeah, what like, it is. Mm-hmm. She yeah. feels entitled to I don't stuff. Like that. Yeah, she feels entitled to things. And then you can't exclude her. You can't like not give her the option because then, whereas it's like, if I didn't want to invite you because I think you're an awful person, like mm-hmm. you wouldn't take that personally, like no. or maybe you would, but it has nothing to do with you being a girl, like right. or a redhead or like whatever you want to say it is. Right. You'd be like, you don't like me because I'm short. It's like right. no, that's nothing to do with it. Like you're reaching for straws.
Exactly.
Literally mm-hmm. reaching. Because you're short.
Did you want to take a jab too? Yeah. Since we've got two.
I'm no, short I'm just too. Kidding. It's okay.
No, yeah, I'm short too.
I'm reaching.
I love being well, short.
We also see Brittany celebrated her shower.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can see it was very Gatsby themed, oh, which is so, so cute.
I love her so much.
Brittany gets jaxed.
Oh, man. I hope that she doesn't actually get jaxed in this marriage, though. SOS.
No.
How long do you think before he slips it into somebody else?
I mean, I give it like
I give it at least three.
3 years.
A year.
I give it 3.
I'm going to say I think he's got it all out.
We saw him talk about it with Dad, and he's listen, like, I just I need so to much take to say care of myself.
That. We never talked about that.
That's why I brought it up right now.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel an opportunity here.
Oh my gosh, that was uncomfortable. Katie was sweating. I was like closing my eyes because I was like, if someone ever talked to my dad like that, I'd be like, no. And even me, if I was Brittany, like watching this back, I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Like, what was that? He did not learn. He was, like, not owning anything. He can think that, but don't say state it.
No.
And you could tell that the dad, it was all in the eyes. The dad is not about it. Mm-mm. It's not for him. Mm-mm. And I wasn't for that conversation because I don't think he owned anything that he really should have. And it didn't seem like he learned anything when I know he has.
Yeah.
But that conversation really made Jax look bad.
He said, like, oh, sorry, you go ahead.
No, go ahead.
He was, well, now I forgot because you started, so you go. Now I have to toss it to you.
Sorry, I like barely opened my mouth.
Oh, my God, gone now.
No, I was going to say, I just found it so shocking that Brittany's mom was so like we were rooting for Jax since the beginning. I'm like, mm-hmm. what? No, like you should always be rooting for your daughter that got cheated on by this guy that she's mm-hmm. dating. Like,
who thinks? Well, her mom like immediately forgave him. Even Lisa Vanderpump was like, if he cheated on my daughter, I would mm-mm. not forgive him mm-mm. like that. So she really has been Team Jax from day one.
Mama sees a paycheck. Mama sees a camera in her face, and she gets those eyebrows done.
And then Jax saying that he bought the child for the other people. That was an LOL moment. I was like, that was funny. God. And then
I bought you a baby.
And I really keep forgetting the thought I want to say about Jax.
It was when the dad was like, well, we need to know about her happiness, and he's like, well, what about me? I need to be happy. The husband needs to be happy too.
Well, don't cheat on her.
I don't think he doesn't know how to like speak to her father. I think he means well. I think what he's trying to say, I hope what he's trying to say is, you know, I want to take care of Brittany and I love her so much, but I have to take care of me first, because if you don't take care of yourself and if you don't love yourself, you can't properly take care or love the person that you're with. And I think that's what he's trying to say in his own Jack's way.
But then excuses the entire cheating thing by saying, well, I was going through some stuff. I don't care what you're going through. You don't need to get in someone else. Like, go to your girlfriend if you are going through something. Don't go to some girl in a bedroom. And then say it later and make it fine. I can't handle him and his sweaters.
You forgot the old woman.
What old woman?
That was sleeping while he was sleeping with Faith, while he was
having it Faith.
In. Oh my.
True.
I'm sweating a little. My upper lid.
Thank you. You're welcome. For that James Kennedy rant.
That was definitely not James Kennedy. That was Jax.
Okay, sure. It was a little crisp. It was a little bit of all of them.
Oh, my rant.
Oh, yeah. Your rant.
Oh, I was like, no. Did you think I was talking about James?
Style
oh, okay.
Rant.
Ooh, girl, yeah. That went over my head. I'm here. We're all on the same page now.
We are all on the same page.
Same with Jack getting attacked.
And the last thing in Tea Time is Rob Valletta spoke out, called the cast exhausting.
Oh.
And Sheena Shea and Lala Kent decided that they didn't like that. And so they clapped back at him on their Instagram stories.
Next.
It was pretty great.
They were great rants. If you guys want to check them out, go and find them on Instagram because they were both really great rants.
It definitely makes
them look cares about Rob.
Petty though, right? Yeah. Like when you talk out on somebody like that, like just don't.
I mean, that's what he said too afterwards. Mm-hmm. He was like, I don't understand. I'm all about being nice to one another and there's like no need for you guys to say that. But it's also like none of it's necessary because mm-hmm. none of it's really relevant.
Right.
You're not about the relevant namaste. Stay out of my way. That is it.
Bling.
Okay, Katie, who gets your pumptini this week?
Oh.
Do you need me to explain what pumptini means?
No, I think I got it this time. This one is going to go to Jax's dad. He should probably... He went through a lot this episode. He got carried around into a lot of places. So he deserves a pumptini. Or a shot of Fireball from his own bottle, you know? Look you're giving me right now, Sarah.
That's so funny.
That would burn him again, though. The Fireball would just put him back up in flames.
I thought what I was saying was bad, but then you made it so much worse. I'm in the clear. Okay.
Drag me in the comments. I love it. Burnett?
My pumptini goes to Tom Schwartz because where was he this episode? I miss him and I don't really care for anyone else in this episode. Oh, yeah. And I love Tom Schwartz always, so like, where were you?
It's always going to go to him forever and always. Mine's going to Brittany's dad.
Mm.
That's what I thought you said at first. That's why I was really making that face.
I was like,
this
face
is genuinely
funny. Yeah, I thought you tried
Mine was Brittany's dad because he's so cute. And I can appreciate the dad wanting the best for Brittany and it came off well on camera.
You guys are going to be thrown by my answer.
My
pumptini is going to go to Billy Lee because we started the episode by talking about brunch with Billy and we didn't see her once this episode and it was my favorite episode with her yet.
That's good.
Cheers,
that's
Billy
true.
Lee. We didn't see her once. Cheers. But we opened it up and they were talking about brunch with Billy and I was like, oh God. And then she didn't show up.
No.
And I was like... And she's back in her cave. And on that note, I'm Zach Peter. Thank you guys for watching the Vanderpump Rules After Show. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach for really funny memes and stories and good stuff.
It's a good time.
Follow him and follow me at Sirio because what else are you going to do?
And you can find me at Rivette Soro on social media.
And follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kates and check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday, available on all the podcast whatevers.
Yes, and we will see you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.